What's up, everyone? This is JT with Healthy Tycoon Journey. It is Traffic Tuesday. So each and every Tuesday, we're talking about ways to drive that targeted, that quality traffic to your funnel, to your website, to your blog, to whatever it is you want to drive traffic to. That's what we dive deep into on Tuesday. So I've been getting questions, some feedback regarding the ways I drive traffic because I always talk about free methods, and that's absolutely correct. I use a lot of free methods, organic traffic, to get leads and to get people to look at my sites, my funnel, or whatever. But don't forget, I do use paid methods. My choice of paid method is solo ads. So I did a show about that. And what I'll do, I'll circle back around and talk about solo ads again and other paid ways. And just remember, guys, there's other paid avenues besides just ads, like Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and things like that. So what I decided to do is just pull from a program that I have, and I'm gonna go over, you know, 25 ways that you can drive traffic to your site or to your link or whatever it is you're trying to target. So of course, number one is advertise, and you can do this with ads, Facebook, Instagram, things like that. You can do paid searches, social media advertising, like I just said, display advertising, and those are things like, you know, the banners that you see on people's pages. That's a great way to advertise. Banner advertising isn't dead, guys, so just FYI, and again, I'll actually do a show on banner advertising. The one thing I say, and I always say this with paid advertising, is just, you know, there's pros and cons with everything. So just think carefully, make sure you know exactly what your objective is before you're putting your money into it. Make sure that you understand the platforms, their terms, the rules, regulations, because you don't want to spend all that money and get flagged or have your ad pulled or something like that. So make sure if you do have questions that you're asking those questions and you're getting the answers. And this is where, again, you know, this may be a good time to find the who instead of trying to figure out the how. So there are people who are experts in advertising on, you know, all those different paid platforms. So you may want to work with someone to do your advertising for you if that's not something that you're familiar with or as comfortable. Again, sometimes you gotta choose the who and not spend so much time trying to figure out the how. So that's just my two cents about advertising. Another source for paid advertising, you know, those keywords. Just again, find someone if you're not as familiar with like the intent keywords or the commercial intent keywords. You definitely want to have a specific strategy for that because they get highly competitive when it comes to keywords. So that's number one, advertising. Number two, definitely, you know, getting on these social media platforms. There's so many different platforms. Now, I know people have different ways and methods, and they have different beliefs when it comes to social media platforms. Some people say, hey, get on everything. Some people say just target one and get familiar with that one, or target a couple, just get familiar with a couple. And me, I'm just like, you know, to each his own. When I first started, you know, I just kind of threw myself into everything. So you can, you know, get familiar with one platform or link a couple of platforms together. It's just really what you're comfortable with. Now, for me, I do Instagram and Facebook, and now, you know, they're linked because, you know, Facebook owns Instagram. However, I definitely want to get into, you know, the Pinterest, YouTube, and other platforms, and that's definitely in the pipeline. But what I don't want to do, I don't want to have the same content on each platform. Now, I know some people, they have all the same content on each platform, and I don't think anything's wrong with that. But for me personally, I don't want to have the exact same thing. I need to tweak it. So if I'm on YouTube, then of course it's video format. If I'm on Pinterest, it's going to engage with that audience. And I know Pinterest is different from Facebook audience. Pinterest is different from YouTube audience. So I do believe that you can have the same message, but, you know, your delivery should be a little different to suit, you know, those audiences on those different platforms. So that's just my two cents with social media. But the point is, you know, definitely get on social media. And that's how you engage. That's how you find your tribe. That's how you find your audience. And then remember, you know, that can be free. You know, social media marketing can be free or it could be paid. So when you get a lead that converts, and let's say they just clicked your link on your Instagram page, hey, that was free. So that's all profit. So yeah, definitely get on social media and use the internet to its full potential. And I always tell people this, I may not have a lot of traffic or drive as much traffic as I would if, you know, I was doing, you know, ads. However, my traffic is highly targeted and it is quality traffic. So I have a good conversion rate because it's highly targeted. If someone is clicking on my link and it's coming from one of the social media platforms, that is highly targeted. That is a part of my tribe. They're clicking on my ad because they either want health coaching or they want health education, one of my tutorials, or they could want video creation. They may be interested in video marketing, or they may want to start a business, but they don't have a huge budget. So it is highly targeted. And that's okay with me, because just like I just stated, if they're clicking and, you know, they're converting, that's all profit for me. So we went over advertising and social media. The next thing that I always try to make sure is that, you know, I'm mixing it up. I don't think there's, you know, a one size fit all when it comes to content marketing, just because it's so many different niches, it's so many different personalities, and it's hard to have something blanketed that can suit everyone. And that's why you need to mix it up. So your content, you definitely, the core of the content is going to be value. So as long as you're giving a lot of value, you can vary, you know, the format, the length, to make it appealing to as many people as possible. So there can be like video, infographics, blog posts, you know, all of that is mixing it up to reach as many people as you can. But again, the value has to be there. If the value is there, then it should be appealing in those different formats that you put it out. Number four, and I know I talked about this a while back in probably the first couple of shows, having that irresistible headline, you know, your hook. It has to be a hook. it has to be compelling. Sometimes you can use something controversial, but you know, it has to be an irresistible headline to pique that interest, to pique that curiosity. If no one's curious, they're not gonna click, you know? So yeah, make sure that headline is attention grabbing. You can do SEO. That would be number five. Six, you know, you can do like long tail or target long tail keywords. Again, with any keywords, I always find the who. Same with SEO. I'm not great at SEO, so I always find the who to do my SEO and my keywords. I do guest blogging. That's a great way to increase traffic. You can invite guests to blog on your platform. Same thing with your podcast. You can do interviews. You can have people come onto your show and do interviews. Referral traffic. I mean, man, I definitely say go after referral traffic. And a huge one for me, you know, email marketing. You know, don't forget, you know, your email marketing. That is like, you know, my go-to. That's the avenue that I think I'm most comfortable with is email marketing, because I feel, you know, if you ended up on my list, it's because, you know, you subscribe because you like the content that I was giving, or you purchased something from me. And I bring a lot of value in my email marketing, and then I give a lot of freebies, a lot of extras to anyone on my list. So you know, I always say just don't neglect the email marketing. So those are the top 10 things that I definitely, you know, encourage when it comes to trying to drive more traffic to your website. So I hope that helps a little bit. Please keep sending those questions. Keep giving me feedback. Remember, you can follow me on Instagram at healthy_tycoon_journey. And you can follow me on Facebook at JT Greer. So as always, have a great and productive day.